when I was in college, I was in a dormitory that was up against a old chapel. Went to a couple years to a fine institution called Lake Forest College. It was a small liberal arts college. And right there in the chapel, there were often mysterious lights. And I never put much thought into it. I kind of always thought there was, like, you know, kids in there with lighters or something. I would see occasionally out my dorm window that I could see that, oh, well, that was a weird light. And I just always associated it up. Somebody, some vandal broke into the chapel. But I just happened to have a chance conversation with somebody who was part of the security on the campus. They were a night watchman, and they told me a different story. They said there had always been mysterious lights that had danced around on the inside of the chapel, that in fact, in a famous incident, a security guard in the 30s or 40s, I don't have the article in, that I wrote about this in front of me, but from what I recall, it was quite some time ago, and that he had been doing his security checks when he went inside the building and saw lights from the outside that when he went into the inside to check on, found that there was no human way to explain how the light had gotten there. And that was the first report of that. Then there were reports of occasionally the organ going off and playing. Sounded a little bit like the ghost in Mr. Chicken or something, didn't it? But that the organ in the chapel had just sort of would play spontaneously in the middle of the night. And that you could hear outside of the chapel. And then then an incident that sort of changed everything is when they went to this electronic key system, you know, where you'll see these security guards that walk around with a canteen-like thing on their hip. And they just kind of, they have to check in. They have a key there's a key that hangs off of certain locations. And when they turn it, it registers, you know, what time that building had been checked. And then they turn in their tape later on. It shows that they'd made their rounds and that a guy had gone in the 60s in the chapel. And when he had that, there had been the figure of a person standing there, a ghostly apparition. And that while he was watching that person, just sort of awestruck, they suddenly like evaporated into the wall, like backed up without seeing feet moving or anything. The app just slid and disappeared into the thickness of the chapel wall. Well, that completely freaked him out. And he said he'd quit unless they moved the key from inside of the chapel to the outside. So he never had to actually go back into the chapel again, just check the door and register that he'd been there. So that got me thinking. Because I had seen the lights myself. I had never heard the organ, but I'd always been curious about what that was on. So I went with a group of some other kids in the dorm, and we spent the night there, packed up sleeping bags and, you know, graham crackers, and somebody had a Ouija board. And we asked the Ouija board questions about whether there was something there. The answer was an emphatic yes. And in fact, a name came up. It was one name. It was not a first and a last name, but it was one name. And, you know, it just sounds dumb unless you were there, and then it gives you the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. But, in fact, that one name later on, when I checked it, did turn out to be one of the names of the church organist when that chapel was much more of a church. And when they had regular services there on campus – when the institution, I think, was originally Methodist, it might have been Presbyterian, Lake Forest College. And when they originally had had a lot more church services on campus, the church organist's name was the name that popped up on the Ouija board. Now, I don't know what to make of that. It just was. And it was weird because I didn't know who the church organist was. And I was one of the two people who had, you know, their fingers on that little Oracle device, whatever it's called. So I couldn't help but wonder whether or not we weren't experiencing something ghost-like. I will only add this as a PS. We spent the entire night in the chapel, no drinking, no partying, sleeping up on what used to be the altar, which was now sort of more of just kind of a formal presentation area, and then in the aisles and the pews and stuff. And nothing happened. you know, all we heard all night long was the radiators going up and down, you know, the clicking, the rattling of the radiators in this old building. And the next morning, when we woke up, we all checked with each other. Did you see anything? Did you hear anything? No, no, no. All we heard all night was the radiators going on and off and, you know, the rattling of these old radiators, almost like a kid running down a picket fence with a stick. Just tick, 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 tick. And that's when it occurred to us. The heat never came on. We were freezing all night. Every one of us had fallen asleep in our clothes. And then some of us had even gotten up in the middle of the night and put our jackets on. We were all sleeping in sleeping bags and shivering. And for as much noise as those radiators had been making all night, what with the sound of what sounded like a kid running up and down them with a stick, keeping us awake, you think we would have gotten some heat out of it. Unless somebody didn't want us to spend the night there and didn't care if we got so cold we went home. Well, that's a true story.